Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Story in the country today. I think we always knew it was possible to get to this point, but wondered if we actually would. But now here we are. And so the obvious question is, okay, He's been going to be subpoenaed to testify, but will he actually do it?
No.
Like, if he refuses, in theory, it could lead to criminal charges. And yet, you know what? You know what I think? And I'm not a political pundit. Although I could be if I wanted to. And I am sometimes. I just assume that he won't testify because, like, nothing ever seems to catch up with this guy.
No, exactly. I agree.
Just nothing. Like, for years, we've been waiting for this. Oh, they're going to get him at some point, and they never get the guy.
No.
They never get him. Can't get him on prostitutes and strippers and abortions and Russia. And, like, you can't get him on anything. They never get the guy.
No.
So I'm just going to assume, like, if I wake up one day and they're like, today at 1 o'clock Eastern, former President Trump will be testifying, I'll be like, okay, I was wrong. I guess they really got him in there. But I just assume everything's going to go right for the guy because it seems to just always go right for the guy.
Yeah.
I don't know that it should. In fact, I'm certain it shouldn't. I'm certain it shouldn't. But this is why I don't believe in karma and all that stuff. People always say, you know, good things happen to good people. And they do sometimes. But you know what else happens sometimes? Good things happen to bad people.
Yeah.
And this guy is a great example of that. Even if you support him, you got to acknowledge he doesn't seem like the best guy in the world. And yet nothing really ever happens to him. So I'm assuming he'll figure out a way to get out of this. But it's a big headline in the United States this afternoon. Now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Just join today and get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. All you got to do is sign up with promo code Gary. FanDuel's where I play because it's just easy to use. Simple to register, simple to find the bet you're looking for, and they offer same-game parlays. When you win, fast withdrawals. It's all on an app that's safe, secure, super easy to use. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code Gary. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel. It's the official sportsbook partner of the NFL, Odyssey, and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, where the legacy of sports is flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Football fans can turn a loss into a win with the king of sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any Monday or Thursday pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. Wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Then wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any Monday or Thursday pro football game. If your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Turn game time into showtime with the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Must be in Tennessee. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Melissa Cookson is a 7-time barbecue world champion. She's also the owner of the Barbecue All-Star Superstore. It's down in South Haven. 12,000 square feet of grill, smoker, sauces, anything you can think of. Seasonings for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. They got Big Green Eggs, Primo Grills, Grill Islands, Drum Smokers. It's just a huge and awesome selection of anything and everything you could possibly need for your backyard barbecue needs. The address is 875 Goodman Road. It's in South Haven Commons. That's that complex there. It's right by Avellino's. You know where it is. 662-510-5690 is the number. Again, the address is 875 Goodman Road. And check this out right now. If you buy select grills or smokers, you'll get a Grill IMAX meat thermometer for free. That item costs more than $100 by itself, but you can get it for zero additional dollars if you buy select grills or smokers right now. Not anywhere. That's not everywhere, but it is at the Barbecue All-Stars Superstore down in South Haven. You want to learn more? Go to the website, thebbqallstars.com. That's thebbqallstars.com.
ABC Tonight.
Cold case in Alaska. Her death is part of a pattern.
Critics are calling Alaska Daily gripping, compelling. The most intriguing new show on network television.
No one's going to do anything about it. Not the cops, politicians.
We need to show who's to blame.
Hilary Swank is sensational.
We can choose to fight and to not back down.
It's TV's best new drama.
It's time.
Let's go.
Alaska Daily.
Tonight at 9 on ABC 24 Memphis.
Golfers, now at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, it's time to hit faster, longer, and straighter with Titleist. The new TSR drivers are designed to maximize distance and elevate your performance. Titleist TSR driver, pushing for perfection every day. Come into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the new Titleist TSR drivers and get custom fit for free today. Can't make it in store? Visit us online at worldwidegolfshops.com. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee and family-owned and operated since 1968.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1979. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios with Jeff Calkins on today's show. Presented by Red River Toyota in Arkansas. Online at redrivertoyota.com. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves World Championship Barbecue, and that, of course, is Memphis Barbecue Company. It's owned by Melissa Cookston, 7-time world champion, the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Obviously, at Memphis Barbecue Company, the barbecue is great. It goes without saying. But I hope you realize that if you're not in the mood for barbecue, or somebody you're with isn't in the mood for barbecue, you can still go to Memphis Barbecue Company and find something that you'll enjoy. They've got salads, burgers, sandwiches, catfish, salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, meatloaf, smoked wings. The menu is expansive. So you can go check it out right now if you want at memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. It's located at 709 DeSoto Cove. From Memphis, it's easy. Just take 55 South to Goodman Road. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. You can dine in 7 days a week, or you can schedule a pickup order online at memphisbbqco.com. memphisbbqco.com. I can't tell you how many pickup orders I've made over the years. Every time it's ready when it's supposed to be ready. If you need help taking it to the car, they'll help you get it to the car. Memphis Barbecue Company, 709 DeSoto Cove. Online, memphisbbqco.com.
Jeffcawkins.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
So I just was reading your most recent column posted this afternoon. Catherine Davenport is a Tennessee fan with an orange prosthetic leg. I'll let you take it from there.
It was so funny because I was, you know, we don't really cover Tennessee anymore, right? We just don't. Like, no one does. The CA doesn't. They run stuff from Knoxville and whatever. But it used to be 20 years ago, I would go to every Tennessee-Florida game. I'd go to every Tennessee-Alabama game. We covered Tennessee, and it felt like, honestly, Tennessee was kind of talked about in this area a lot. It would, to the extent that, and you remember this, it would irritate Memphis fans. Can't believe you're covering UT, and I'd have this conversation. Well, they are, you know, there are UT fans here, and you think they cover, University of Michigan in, other parts of Michigan, or you think they cover Ohio State and Cleveland? Of course they do. But then we just stopped covering them, and they kind of made it easy because they sucked. There was a 7-year period where Memphis won 65 football games and Tennessee won 45, and there's no question the Memphis schedule was easier, but like, it was easy to ignore Tennessee football. And so with this game coming up, I decided, you know what? I'm going to write a little bit about Tennessee and about all the Tennessee fans out there who've been sort of lost in Memphis for the last, however many years. And I put up on Facebook, I said, does anyone have it like what it's been like? And then totally out of the blue, unrelated, someone texted me that day and said, hey, I'm at a pizza place right now. And the woman next to me has a fake leg, and it's a Tennessee fake leg.
Well, that's rude. Like, that's kind of rude, isn't it?
Well, he actually sent me a picture of it. He snuck a picture of the fake orange leg and sent me a picture of it. And I'm like, okay, I'll do a story on this woman with a fake orange leg. And she was great. Catherine Davenport is her name, and she is she lost her leg 2 years ago because she had some genetic clotting disorder that reared its head when she was 47 and lost her leg, and her new leg is in Tennessee Vol colors. And I didn't know this. I've learned a lot about fake legs now. I used to, by the way, when I was a kid, I used to pray every night, dear God, whatever, please save mommy and daddy and make sure they live forever and whatever else, and please never let my have my leg amputated.
Oh, wow.
And I did that because there was someone at our near our summer house who once had her leg amputated, and she had to take her leg off and went swimming and everything. And I think I was so freaked out by it that I, like, every night would pray never to have my leg amputated. So anyway, I've learned a lot, and you can, it turns out that when you have a prosthetic leg or arm or whatever, you don't just have one, because the limb that it attaches to changes sizes, it kind of atrophies and stuff, and so you've got to get different legs made and different whatever. But you can also go in there and say, I'd like it to be Tennessee orange or Memphis blue or Grizzlies oriented or whatever else. And so this woman, during football season, she wears a Tennessee leg. It's an orange leg. And it's going to be a big Saturday for her.
I tell you, prosthetic legs have come a long way in my lifetime because coincidentally, just a few weeks ago, playing golf with a couple of older gentlemen, and they were terrific. And we played, and then after the round, sort of bumped into one of them again around the clubhouse. And he said, so what'd you think of my partner? And I said, oh, he was great. That was a lot of fun, man. We'll have to do that again sometime. And he said, he's pretty good for not having any legs. And I said, what? He said, he doesn't have legs. And I was like, and this guy was playing in shorts, by the way. I played 9 holes of golf with this man.
A guy with no legs in shorts?
And I never noticed.
How is that even possible?
Okay, you ready for this? So I was I was playing with Chris Vernon.
He's got legs. I've seen it. You cannot tell me.
Okay.
They're not have legs.
Yeah. No, they're short legs.
Occasionally, I wonder about the brain, but the legs.
No, but Chris has legs. They're just short. They're short legs, like my legs. But my partner was Chris. So Chris, me and Chris were playing with these two men, and so I went and found Vernon, and I was like, "Yo, did you notice anything about the one of the guys we're playing with? Like, what are you talking about?" I was like, He has prosthetic legs. Brandon was like, what? Come on. Neither one of us noticed, and we were with these men for 2 hours. That's how good the prosthetic legs are today. We didn't even know.
How is that even possible?
I mean, look.
Like, it still doesn't look like it. It must have looked like a flesh
it
color.
Looked,
like,
yes, what? It was flesh color. It looked, now, like.
You haven't seen him since, have you?
Well, dude, I went on a hunt to find him. I was like, I gotta see this with my own eyes and see what I wasn't seeing.
And now you have seen him?
Of course. Like, if you were to stare, you would notice. But if you don't, again, I went into it not expecting to look at anybody with prosthetic legs, and so I didn't even notice that these were not real legs. They looked. For, you know, if you're just sort of, yeah, I didn't notice. I was with them for 2 hours, talking, walking with them, the whole putting with them, standing on the green with them. Never noticed. If you looked, you would notice. But if you weren't looking for it, I just didn't notice. It's pretty good. It's pretty impressive.
And do you know? Did he learn to play golf after he had with fake legs or with new legs? With all did he with old legs?
I believe golf career probably started when he had his legs and continued afterward. But, like, you know.
I was just saying,
you grew up praying this thing, right. Praying that hopefully that this thing would not.
Now, you used to think of it as this wooden thing that's strapped on and you'd clump around, right? And now you can play 18 holes with no legs.
I'm just telling you.
That's amazing.
It's not even close to the worst thing that could happen to you. I mean, I like my legs. I'd like to keep them, obviously. But I watched this man get around and play golf and live a normal life. That's what I was seeing. Live a normal life.
Well, so Catherine Davenport has orange leg, and you'd notice that.
Yes, of course. Right? I would have noticed that.
You would have noticed.
If he would have had one orange leg, I would have picked up on that. No question.
Okay. If you did lose your legs, one of them, you lost your leg.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably just have a flesh-colored leg, I imagine,
right, for
formal occasions.
Sure.
But would you have a Mets leg?
I might have a Mets leg just for fun, you know? Just for fun, just like, I'm going to put on my Mets leg today.
If you go to a Mets game, you can wear your Mets leg.
Yeah, I'd go to a Mets game, I'd wear my Mets leg.
Legs, turns out.
Yeah, I would probably, just like I have a bunch of different golf hats, you know, and golf shoes, I'd probably have a bunch of different legs. I'd have a flesh-colored leg. And then that tried to match the color of my other leg. I'd probably have a Mets leg in there somewhere. And then I might have, like, I might just limit myself to two. I might just have a Mets leg and a flesh-colored leg.
You'd have a Joe Biden leg, wouldn't you?
I'd certainly have a Joe Biden leg.
Barack Obama leg, you communist.
I would definitely have an Obama leg.
I do think it was funny. One guy in the column said it's been hell being a Tennessee fan in West Tennessee because he made an interesting point. He said the football team's been irrelevant and he said this is a guy who's from Memphis, and he went to UT, right? But he really grew up liking Memphis basketball. And yet now I'm back here. My Memphis friends think I have no business, rooting for Memphis basketball. My Tennessee friends, they don't understand why I'd root for Memphis basketball or why I'd live in Memphis for that matter, is what he says. And he says it's been, honestly, You can care about Tennessee basketball, but they seem to always flop in the postseason. And let's be honest, it's not what really matters to Tennessee. So it is true. This is obviously a massive weekend for Tennessee. And here's the other thing I said. I really do believe this. This woman, Catherine Davenport, we talked about this before. She didn't choose to become a Tennessee fan. She grew up with Tennessee. She grew up in Memphis, but with people who watched Tennessee. That was their team, and so that's how she became. She's not an awful person because she roots for Tennessee. Memphis fans really get mad about Tennessee fans. They really, nothing sucks like an orange UT, all of that. And I think some of that is because once upon a time Tennessee called them Tiger High,
right?
But I think that is a lot of it. It's the same thing, like this perception. They're looking down at us, so screw them. And I share some of that, but there's a hell of a lot of UT fans in this area, and there's a UT Medical School, UT Medical Center, and it is amazing how little covered they are and how little talked about they are. We got a sports talk show. I talk for 2 hours a day. You talk for 2 hours a day. How much do you talk about Tennessee football?
This week a little bit, certainly, because you're heading into a big game. I mean,
over the last 10 years.
Not a lot. I just, I tend to talk about what I think will be interesting, that also things that also interest me, that I think, I don't talk about things that only interest me, but I try to talk about things that interest me that I think are interesting to the people who I'm presuming are listening. And when Tennessee football is not any good, I don't really find much interesting about that.
No, Tennessee football has not been interesting, except for in a sort of a punchline way. Like Jeremy Pruitt was there were some moments of just sheer blundering that were sort of hilarious when he talked about the Titanic or whatever. Like, you know, he had some stupid quotes or whatever. And so that's the only time you talk about Tennessee football. And it's obviously, you know, it's obviously changed. I am happy for, you know, for the Tennessee fans who are here who have something to cheer for. It's fun.
Well, when I was growing up, it was very common to have friends. I had friends who would identify this way as Tennessee football fans and Memphis basketball fans, because Tennessee basketball was no good. Tennessee football was great. Memphis basketball was consistently good, but Memphis football was terrible. So it was like, I'm going to enjoy football season and basketball season. I'll root for two in-state schools, but I'm going to, you know, I'll spend football season with the Vols and basketball season with the Tigers. I think that's less true now, but it was very true when I was a kid.
Well, I think it's less true now for all kinds of reasons. I do think one reason is it's just, weirdly enough, I think it's part of the polarization of America. You know, I really do. Like, I think you got to pick sides now, you know, whatever. We're more purists about stuff. But some of it is just that, and clearly, Tennessee football has been a much less compelling product. So you haven't felt the need to be that. Like, when I first got here, they were winning national champion. They won the national championship. There was a constant stream of players. You know, going from Melrose to Tennessee. Right. And so you'd be covering local players, you know, as well. They were playing for national championships. And so it was just a very different deal. And it'll be interesting to see this, if this is sustainable. It'll be interesting to see if, obviously if they can knock off Tennessee. If they can knock off Tennessee, I mean, if they can knock off Alabama, there's a possibility they could even lose to Georgia, not go to Atlanta and still be in the playoff.
Oh, sure. I mean, they have set this thing up, you know, pretty nicely. Really not as perfectly as you could set it up. There's a chance that if they are able to beat Alabama, they'll be ranked, you know, second in the country when the AP poll updates and they'll be getting first place votes. Like, I don't think they would pass Ohio State, probably, and maybe not Georgia. But they could certainly get up to three, and maybe you could get up to two, taking some of those first place votes from certainly Alabama, but also Georgia and Ohio State. They'll be a top if they win Saturday. I would suspect the Vols be a top three team in the AP poll when it updates, which is pretty remarkable.
Will you be rooting for someone, or will it only depend on where you put your money? Will you bet on this right now? Go ahead. Let's say you right now, if you had to bet on this. 7.5. Are you taking?
I'd probably take the points.
Tennessee and the points.
Yeah, I'd probably take Tennessee and the points. Then I'd obviously be rooting for Tennessee. But I talked about this a little bit earlier in the week. Like, I'm a Mets fan who doesn't hate the Braves and doesn't hate the Yankees. Like, I don't really hate things the way, like, Bennett is a Titans fan. He hates the Ravens. He's an Orioles fan. He hates the Blue Jays. I don't hate too much. So I can hold both of these things at the same time. I want, more than anything else, Memphis football to succeed and Memphis basketball to succeed. I grew up wanting to go to that school. I grew up rooting for those programs. I have covered that university. It is my alma mater. I want Memphis football, Memphis basketball to do well more than I want anybody else to do well. But I don't mind seeing Tennessee do well. I would like to see Tennessee have this moment on Saturday. Absolutely. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. And someone's got to win the game. And so would I rather Tennessee fans who've suffered for 15 freaking years win the game, or Alabama fans who are, you know, stuffed with victory? I'd rather have Tennessee fans be happy. It seems to me. So, and plus, like, some of us might get, like, Ben's going to be rooting for Tennessee. His friends went to Tennessee. He's going to be rooting for Tennessee. I won't. Like, this whole game, I will be able to watch this game. You know, I won't care enough that I have to turn it off like I will with the Bills and Chiefs. but I will vaguely want Tennessee to win. And I wonder if Catherine Davenport can play 18 holes of golf too. That's the other question.
Yeah, that's you'd have to ask her. But I'm certain. I'm certain. Her
leg
would not prevent her from doing it. If she decided today, let's say she's never golfed before in her life, but she decided today, I want to start playing golf, she could do it. I've seen it with my own eyes, Jeff.
Were these golfers better than you?
About the same. I'd put us in the same category.
You got thrown in, basically. You and Vernon were there.
We were in the member guest out at TPC Southwind, and so the way that works is you play 5 9-hole matches. You get paired with five different twosomes, and so our very first match was against these two men. It's a fun thing because it forces me to meet new people.
Who won? Did you lose to a guy with two legs without any legs?
Of course we didn't lose to a guy with no legs. it was close. We went into our final hole, which was number 11, the Island Green at TPC Southwind, the famous hole, right?
Uh-huh.
That was our last hole. Go ahead and ask me if I put one right on the green and we two-putted for victory. Go ahead and ask me if I did.
Did you? What happened? Did you were able to clear the water and put it right down the green?
Right there on the green, under pressure. Under pressure.
Wow. Stepped up, boom.
Yeah, I'm not Sepp Straka. You think I'm Sepp Straka?
How far from the pin?
Oh, probably 15 feet. I mean, it wasn't close, but I was on the green. I wasn't Sepp Straka. I'm not Sepp Straka. I'm not even Will Zalatoris.
I'm proud of you,
yeah,
GP.
Yeah.
You beat the guy with – how do you feel about yourself? Now you beat a guy with no legs. That's great.
when you put it that way,
but they must be proud.
Yeah, I tell
that's
you,
the most on proud the athletic moment for you
on the golf course, in all of my limitations, I'll take victories wherever I can get them. I'm looking to play somebody with no arms. That's who I want to play next. I want to get 9 holes in with somebody with no arms. I'm just there to win. I'll take any victory I can get. I don't win often enough, if you ask me.
Well, I'm impressed.
All right. If you haven't read the Catherine Davenport column, Jeff Calkins posted it earlier this afternoon, you can find it at dailymemphian.com. It's a nice story. It's kind of creepy the way you heard about it, but it's a nice story.
Yeah, CGP. Bye.
Bye-bye. Would you be sneak taking pictures in a restaurant of a woman with a prosthetic leg?
No.
You can't do that, can you?
Inappropriate.
It feels inappropriate. To take pictures of strangers in a restaurant strictly because they have an orange prosthetic leg.
Yeah, can't do that.
That's not something I would do. It's not something, like if we were sitting at dinner and one of my kids tried to take a picture of someone in that exact setting, I'd be like, knock it off. You can't do that. My kids would absolutely try to take a picture of that. They're outrageous. wait till your little boy gets a device with a camera on it. You got to check You got to check the camera rolls once a week, Bennett. You never know what these little guys are putting on their camera rolls. It's wild. I found a video of my kids twerking the other day.
Oh God!
They were practicing twerking.
What did you do?
Told them they were doing it wrong, and I sent them a Megan Thee Stallion video. I said, "Oh, you said you guys aren't doing this right. Are you? Who are you watching? Are you watching Megan Thee Stallion, or are you just watching TikTok videos? Watch the Stallion. If you want to learn how to twerk, watch the Stallion. You want to learn how to hit a golf ball? Watch Tiger Woods videos. You want to learn how to hit a baseball? Watch Barry Bonds videos. You want to learn how to twerk? Let's turn on that body yaddy 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 yaddy.
Good advice."
I'm teaching them well, Bennett. I'm raising them. They might not know everything, but they're not going to be out there below average twerking. Not my kids.
Good.
Well, tomorrow's going to be Friday. That means we'll have Dan Walken in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. And I'll have a Dateline preview ready for you, I promise. We're getting out of here right now because Grizzlies pregame coming out with Gary Darby. Then it's Grizz and Pistons, live from Detroit, Eric Hasseltine on the call. Enjoy the Grizzlies tonight. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Football. Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.